The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dane Wigington's with us. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Welcome, Dane.
Vincent, how are you?
You know, Dane, it's always great to hear your voice, and I'd like to share with our class that you and I are buddies. We've never met physically, but we've been on the phone, we've been on the radio, we are exactly on the same page. You've helped us with our meetups in Springfield, Missouri. You've done some teleseminars, and you're going to be at the doing a teleseminar at the Get Prepared Expo in March, and I'm all excited about it. You know, the topic that you talk about is really, really serious, and I don't know if people are paying attention as much as they need to be. But here in Missouri, I was looking at the leaves of the trees on the way from the farm to Springfield, Missouri. It's like 50, 60 miles, and it looks like fall. It looks like fall's approaching, and the leaves are starting to turn colors, and they're starting to fall, and limbs of trees are dead. And I didn't mention that last night at the meetup, but one of our instructors said it looks like fall, and she's absolutely right. And right now, nearly 60% of your state, California, is in exceptional drought.
It's actually worse than that, and they report as if we've been in drought for 3 years. We've been in drought for 7 years. I mean, when you're starting 7 years ago, we've been about 60% of our normal rainfall. That's a quite severe drought by itself. So now we're down to in some places 30% of our normal rainfall. So it's much worse than they've even disclosed on media. Certainly, trees here have been dropping their leaves since June, because the heat and the lack of humidity is so extraordinary with the intense UV that it's literally imploding the ecosystem, Vincent, by the day.
Dane, I'm going to share this with the class. I invited you to come to the Get Prepared Expo, stay here at the farm, and you told me you couldn't do it because you are so concerned about what's happening. It's that important to you.
It is. I mean, in fact, three fires that are burning here in Northern California as of 3 days ago, the pyrocumulus clouds, which is when you have enough intensity in the burn to create pyrocumulus, is as massive as what we saw here. Pyrocumulus looks almost exactly like a thunderhead, but it's strictly from the burn. And these were extraordinarily large pyrocumulus on three sides of the valley. The forest burns now as if it's soaked in napalm. I mean, to some degree, you have the drying out of the boreal forest, which has been occurring over many years, as I just expressed. And now you have foliage that's coated in what amounts to an incendiary dust. These metallic particles are incendiaries. You have an ozone layer that's shredded, so you have even more convection, which causes an even more intense burn. So anything that strikes now, any lightning that strikes, you're guaranteed a fire. And the rain doesn't come because the aerosolization disperses the rain. We had a lot of moisture move across us here in Northern California last night. All you could hear outside, Vincent, was jets, one after another after another. It's like being on the end of an LAX runway. All you can hear is jets because they're trying to make sure that moisture doesn't come down. They want to make the largest, most expansive toxic cloud they can make. It's part of solar radiation management, which traps more heat again than it deflects, but it's what they're paid to do. That's what they do. So in Northern California, they have all but made sure that no moisture falls. Now, when you have too much wad up, as we've just had happen in Southern California, some of this moisture, you know, as you aerosolize it, the atmosphere can only hold so much. So eventually you have a deluge somewhere, and that's what we've had. So it's either nothing or torrential downpour. And some places in California have had that torrential downpour, but the rest of us in Northern California, you know, you have a drip and a drizzle here and there, but as a whole, they just aerosolize that moisture and they keep it migrating, because that's the more moist the atmosphere, the more successful they can seed it, the larger they can make the artificial toxic cloud covers. It sort of melts the whole sky together, Vincent. We have a lot of featureless skies here where you don't see any cloud definition anywhere. It's just a big, hazy, featureless sky.
I had a call late last night from a gal out your way, lives in California. She was absolutely in a panic. I mean, she was in her vehicle and she was talking about the lightning strikes and the fires that are just over the hills from her. She was literally in a panic, and we were talking about the aluminum that is being sprayed, and I was thinking, okay, so this dust is coating the leaves that have fallen. It's coated the dry ground. And when lightning strikes, aluminum is a conductor. And I'm thinking, okay, instead of the lightning going straight into the ground, I bet it spreads out and sets the ground on fire, the leaves, the foliage, the tinder on fire better, way better than if that aluminum wasn't there. And that's what you just said, I believe.
It's all a factor, yeah. It is an incendiary dust. And it is so dry here that the forest floor literally crunches under your feet. Again, the humidities have been about half or less than half the historical norm. We have an atmosphere that in some cases has been measured up to 400% more conductive, so we have more lightning. And it can't not be this way. I mean, as you have these particulates rubbing against each other, it creates static charge, you know, and the atmosphere is completely saturated with these. So it's the worst of all mixes. I mean, you have less rain because of the aerosolization, more lightning, very dry forest. You have a forest now also, Vincent, that can't feed, it can't grow, because the heat and humidity is so intense that the organisms like trees, they shut their stomata, they shut their respiration pores, and that's what they feed through. That's what they uptake carbon through. That's what they release oxygen through. None of this is happening because they're trying to retain their moisture, so they stop respirating. So not only are they dying from drought, dying from toxic rain, dying from incredibly intense UV, they're dying because they're starving to death. They can't feed. So climate engineering, again, on yet one more arena, absolute cataclysm, and yet you still have the scientific community calling for climate engineering. Now, as of this morning, this is about 10 hours old, Vincent, we have more data out of the Arctic. We know climate engineering alters upper-level wind currents radically. That alters ocean currents radically. Now we have warm water pumping up in several areas, one up the eastern seaboard, straight into the Arctic. And now we have, I'll read you a headline. This is pumping straight into the Arctic Ocean. Warm waters threaten to trigger huge methane eruptions from the Arctic Ocean. The evidence of abrupt high methane release in the Arctic Ocean is accumulating. Graph below shows methane measurements taken at Barrow Observatory. They're seeing measurements now of 2,200 ppb parts per billion. So the methane is climbing by the day. And again, methane over a several-month period can be 1,000 times more potent a greenhouse gas as CO2. So these are all things not being reported by any media, that the geoengineering is having a very negative effect. You know, it's pouring gas on an already bad situation. And people don't, as you said in the start of the show, Vincent, people do not understand the gravity of the climate engineering toxifying our air, ripping our protective layers of the atmosphere apart, disrupting the hydrological cycle, and also, again, triggering feedback mechanisms that literally are calling all life on Earth into question.
Dane, let me share something with you that happened last night. We had a meetup at Jimmy's Egg, which is a restaurant that opens just for us in the afternoon. Normally they close at 2:00 in Springfield, Missouri, but they reopen at 4:45 and they stay open until about 8:00. And that's when we have our meetups. And last night I met a pilot. a jet pilot. And we were talking about produce. Now, I remember produce being grown in California, being put on tractor trailers, and being trucked across the country. So we would have lettuce from, you know, here in the Midwest from California. We would have grapes and so forth from California. Well, what I learned last night is they are flying produce in from South America on jet aircraft.
Now, they are. And in fact, this is one of the ways they're hiding the true extent of damage that's been done. This is one of the ways they're trying to keep the population calm until the last moment. And they're doing the same thing on every level, from a completely artificial stock market valuation at this point,
right,
to the attempt that they cool the eastern U.S. and have completely confused the population in that regard. People think that the whole planet must be cold when the planet is overall, it's in total meltdown. You have Siberia burning to the ground. You have some smoke banks there in Siberia, 2,500 miles wide. There's some fire fronts that are close to 200 miles wide. Siberia began to burn in early April of this year, Vincent, when it's normally frozen solid till mid-June. And yet the eastern U.S., they have kept cool over and over and over, with even a summer polar vortex. You remember this a few weeks ago, right? We had the, quote, summer polar vortex.
Right.
Now, interestingly enough, Australia just had its warmest 2 years on record. I mean, they are literally frying down under as well. So we have ionosphere heaters, the HARP installations, which are what is used to manipulate the jet stream in conjunction with the aerosolization, which makes the atmosphere more conductive, as we said, which makes these radio frequencies, ELF, extra low and very low frequencies, VLF frequencies, makes those more effective. So now we have ionosphere heaters in the southern hemisphere, and Australia just had its first polar or Antarctic vortex, it's called there. So it's, this stuff is so patently obvious once you see what they're doing, once you know what they're doing, once you have the pieces to the puzzle in front of you. They're just pushing and pulling the atmosphere, and if they continue, we'll have nothing left to salvage very soon. So the produce production, as you said, is down exponentially. They're importing foods. They're trying to hide the coming shortages. They're trying to hide everything they can from a population to the last moment, Vincent.
Well, I am absolutely on board with what you're saying. I totally agree with what you're saying. And, you know, I've been saying for years that I'd like to get a refund on my degrees, because what they taught me about economics and finance is not the way it's done. It's done through deception. It's not done through honesty and integrity and hard work and building a better mousetrap and providing for your customers. No, it's done through deception. It's done through lies and obfuscation. And that's exactly what's happening with the climate and our food supply. Dave Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now, through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dane Wigington's with us. Dane, you know, I used to live in California for a period of time when I started a company out there in Silicon Valley. And as a matter of fact, I lived near a winery called the Novitiate Winery. It was operated by the Jesuits in Los Gatos, California. And we had an earthquake about 20 miles away. It was a 5.7. And that was my first experience with an earthquake that close. And we had an Alaskan Malamute, and he was terrified. And we had some broken glass, and our building, which was a concrete building in Silicon Valley, had some cracks in it. And so there were some effects of this earthquake. The reason I'm mentioning that, I didn't like the earthquake very much. I thought that's something that, you know, the ground is shaking and you don't know if it's going to open up right underneath you or to the left or right or, you know, miles away. You just, it's an unsettling feeling. Well, as we're pumping more and more water out of the ground in California, and as we are not putting that water back in because of the drought and the geoengineering that's going on, my question to you is, aren't we increasing the chances of a massive earthquake on the San Andreas Fault?
Certainly, and there's other factors that contribute to that as well. And one is thermal expansion. As you continue to build up this thermal energy from the constant heating of the West, and I'll send you a satellite image in a moment that is just completely typical for the pattern that they've kept locked in. You'll see California, especially central and northern, 5 tiers above normal for the temperature ratings, and that's, you know, 15 plus degrees above normal. It's constant. So as you start to create this thermal expansion in the ground, that can also, in addition to the groundwater pumping and a host of other issues, can contribute to the seismic movement. And we have the ionosphere heaters as well. I mean, if at any point in time something's intended. I know that technology is far beyond what people want to believe, Vincent, that they have the capability by putting 3 billion plus watts beam straight into the strata that can cause seismic activity. But all data indicates it can. So you couple all these factors together, and who knows where they can cause a quake, you know, of what magnitude. And there's just too much data to back up the fact this technology exists. And then you have, again, all the other factors adding to it, from the fracking in certain places to the just the thermal expansion, the heat up. And that heat up is profound here, by the way. We have our groundwaters here in Northern California, or our surface water, excuse me, are heating profoundly fast. I mean, you can't find trout in a lot of these waters now because it's simply too hot. It's too warm. I mean, it's when you have 10 degrees above normal day and night constantly, intense UV, no cloud cover, no rain, no runoff, no snow, everything heats up. So, and again, this is something that's interesting to consider too. You've heard of the algae outbreak and the water situation in Ohio?
Yes, in Toledo, Ohio, 400,000 people were affected.
So isn't it interesting that we had all the headlines about the Great Lakes being frozen up for so long, and mm-hmm. we know that there was ice nucleation involved with that. We have the giant ice balls, which we've discussed before in the air. We had, you know, no question about a major chemical ice nucleation event on those lakes. Well, what does that do to the natural microorganisms? It certainly slaughters them, and that allows a host of undesirable organisms to proliferate. And we have actually some of this lake water that's warming quite profoundly now, even though it's been so cold for the surface temperatures. So you have these massive algae blooms. The whole ecosystem has been upset. Again, one more road you can trace back to climate engineering. When you're saturating the waters with this contamination, now we have in California, from the state of California, we have actual data from EPA now showing some of the major tributary rivers here contaminated with aluminum. And, of course, they can't figure out where it's coming from. They're not about to test for rainfall. I spoke to EPA already. And so it's just sort of a let's just pretend we don't know where it's coming from kind of scenario. And that's the tragedy. That's what all these agencies are for. They're not there for what the public thinks they're there for. They're not there to truly look out for the public good. They're there to hide whatever they're told to hide. And that's what they're doing. No question.
Dane, as you say this, or as you said it, I was thinking many years ago when I heard, not exactly this, but when I've heard some things that just didn't seem to go against what I was taught that our government was here to do. You know, it sounded like, how can that be true? How is it possible that we would send young men and women to war, you know, for an immoral or an illegal or a purpose that is not for the defense of the United States? You know, it seemed, how could that be? What you're saying is absolutely true. There are agencies who could fix this who are not, like the EPA. But if you have a little spill of a quart of oil in a waterway...
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dane Wigginton's with us. And Dane, I really appreciate you being here ringing the alarm. Thomas Edison has been quoted as saying, 5% of the people think, 10% of the people think they think, and the other 85% would rather die than think. It reminds me of what I said last night at the meetup. I talked about a poster that I had years and years ago in my office, and it said, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large numbers. Dane, that's the problem. The problem is we have people who just are not understanding. They don't want to think about what's happening. It's right in front of them. It really is. There are truck drivers who have been hauling produce who have stopped because the produce is not in the quantities that it used to be, heading out from California to the rest of the country. It's not happening.
It's not. Go ahead, Vincent. Sorry.
What I'm saying, Dane, is it's in front of us, and if we would just communicate with each other and rather than sit down and collapse in front of the idiot box and you know, have a beer and sit down and watch reruns or America's Stupidest People or whatever we do, if we would just start paying attention and read the real news, turn off the TV that is programming us into believing the nonsense that, well, the lies. Let me give you an example. Public relations firms are organizations, companies, who are in the business of convincing people to believe certain things, like to believe that 9/11, you know, was an attack on America and a couple of planes took down the World Trade Center buildings. I mean, there are people who have been hired to perpetrate that perception. There are people who have been hired and organizations who have been hired to perpetrate the perception that war is good. You know, there are people who go to schools and recruit young men and women to put a uniform on and take bullets and die for the current regime that is manipulating what this country does. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And people are just we're not paying attention in large enough numbers. You know, if 5% of us marched on, let's say, wherever these airplanes are taking off from, we could cause enough of a stir to stop it. But we don't.
You know, the people have not mobilized in that way. And with this particular issue, this particular climate engineering issue that a lot of people have just put in the category of one more thing to think about, as I've argued before, this issue must be a priority issue for all. If you have very, very demented, psychotic elements of the government virtually controlling Earth's life support systems, the air you breathe, the water you drink, whether or not it rains at all on you, what happens to the Earth's protective layers, without which we will not be here again, as we've talked about how thin Earth's atmosphere is in the past, then you have a fight for life, and that's what we have happening right now. And as we talked about before the break, these agencies that are supposed to protect us, a little more of a headline, again, several hours old, today water safety officials lifted the ban on water use for Toledo, claiming that the water was now safe to use and drink after the water system was properly flushed. Officials apparently conducted 6 tests to confirm the water supply safety, but have not yet made results public. Personnel with EPA unofficially stated the microcystine levels were 3 parts per billion on the day the water was declared safe, but that water was now safe for residents. The declaration was met with criticism. Again, they have not disclosed it to the public. We have the same sort of, gee, it's safe, trust us, go back, drink the water. Same thing we had with, what do we have after 9/11, Vincent? I mean, how many first responders do we have now that have cancer, dying, because they were told it was safe to go back into that wreckage when EPA knew just one element of that, the oil burning in the transformers that all went up in smoke there, releases some of the most toxic elements known to man. That whole site was horrifically toxic. And what did EPA say? It's safe. Go back. Trust us. And then people, they supposedly worship these first responders as they should. These are great people. And then abandon them in the trench now that they're all sick and dead and dying, and nobody seems to talk about it. And what's interesting with the geoengineering issue, we have people who realize and accept and will admit to the fact that they know their government is spraying them like lab rats, and then they'll somehow trust the official government story on things, as you mentioned, like 9/11. Somehow they know what their government's doing on one hand, but then they trust what the government says on the other. And the same is happening right now in conflict zones around the globe. The people even who might recognize some crimes of the government, like the aerosol spraying, then somehow take the official story as valid with, for example, what we're doing in Ukraine or other things that are happening in the Middle East. They'll accept the story from the same powers that they know in other arenas are completely criminal. So it's It's astounding, but people need, they're not going to be able to stay in their denial for long, Vincent, because what we face now, as you mentioned, with the food issues and so forth, the water issues, people are not going to be able to stay in their bubble of watching World's Dumbest American or whatever they're watching on TV football game.
America's stupidest people. You know, hey, Dane, I was thinking about, I was broadcasting in a studio in Springfield, Missouri. And there's a real famous national broadcaster, really, really famous. And I was I had him on my show as a guest. And it was kind of amazing that, you know, I was a brand new broadcaster and I had this real seasoned guy as a guest on my show. And I asked him, and this is very telling. It may seem like I'm off on a far off tangent, but it's very telling. I said, well, just let me ask you, do they tell you what you can and can't say? So what I was asking this very famous guy, who's on the air, on a lot of radio stations, if I mentioned his name, you would know it, but I won't. He said, no, absolutely not. They don't tell me what to say. Comma. I know where the line is and I don't cross it. Dane, I'm here to tell you. And I'm here to tell our class that they absolutely, positively manipulate the news. The broadcasters know that the last guy that was in that seat behind that very microphone got fired for saying such and such. They know what they can and can't say, whether they've been told or not. Now, I've been told, as a broadcaster, not on Genesis and not on any of the networks or stations I'm on right now, but I've been told in the past, we don't tell you what to say. It's your show. You do whatever you want. Really? You ought to see what happens when you say the wrong thing. They call you in the office and they say, hey, Vinny, we love you. They love you. Everybody loves you. Vinny, you're doing a great job. We love you. By the way, your show's growing. We love it. Vinny, it'd be really good if you didn't say such and such. And also such and such. Now, if you don't get the hint when they tell you that, you're off the air. I'm not kidding.
Well, that's
I'm
how
not
it,
kidding.
That's how it works all the way around. I had a conversation with a fish and game biologist, a California fish and game, several weeks ago, and I know this woman quite well, and she made it clear again, every time she tries to open her mouth about anything that could cause a few waves, the hammer is lowered on her, period. Now they're pumping water from wells into some of the streams to try to keep the trout alive, to pump cold water into the streams. They're not testing this well water. This is one thing she tried to bring up, that there's a lot of contaminants in some of this well water. When she brought that up, the hammer was lowered on her. When she tries to mention anything about climate engineering, hammer is lowered on her. When she tries to post any flyer about geoengineering anywhere within the agency, it's immediately torn down. Yes, this is how it works. It's sort of a self-censorship. Everybody thinks they're going to retain their job in this way, as if their job's going to matter when we have a planet that won't support life. I just sent you, Vincent, a copy of the NASA GISS maps. Mm-hmm. This is, not that I'm in love with NASA, but these are actual ground readings, which we see, if anything, they're falsified to the downside, not the upside, as people have been trained to think. In Northern California, again, our high temperature readings are routinely falsified 4 and 5 degrees to the downside. We check these meticulously, so we know. So what you're looking at that map, you see one blue spot on the whole northern hemisphere and most of the globe. It's the eastern half of the U.S. That's the cool spot that they're geoengineering to the downside for the same reasons they're importing food from South America, to confuse the population as to just how dire our situation is. So how can you have one cool spot? And that's, by the way, for people who think that the eastern U.S. is the whole world, because some of them do. They think if it's cool here, the whole world is cool. That's 1/200th of the Earth's surface area. That's 0.5%. So, again, people need to look at the broader picture. They need to understand the walls are closing in around us right now. And on the climate engineering issue, as a priority, if they can control the weather, the rainfall, where it falls, where it doesn't, how toxic it is, how much you breathe in that air, they can disperse whatever pathogen they want, whenever they want. I mean, this is a very direct control of literally the mechanisms that support all of our lives. So that's why I focused on climate engineering. I mean, what greater assault could one have than this sort of atmospheric spraying that is literally destroying Earth's life support systems and our health with it?
Dane, we have Mike from Maryland who'd like to talk with us. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks. Great show. You may not always have the most famous guests, but you damn sure have the most informative and the most erudite people on your show, and I really appreciate your guests today.
Thank you, Mike.
This whole thing, I got most of my news from alternative news sources, like What Really Happened, InfoWars, Rants, and Drudge Report, and WND, and News with Views. But I read this article, and I'm not trying to fearmonger or engage in idle speculation, but according to this one article, it stated that the reason why the Southwest is being geoengineered is in an effort to drive out the population so to fit into the La Raza scheme, to where the Southwest could be taken over by Mexico. Is that, what's your opinion on that possibility?
First of all, in regard to what really happened, and I know they do put good news there as well, but to pick that particular site, Michael Rivera has yet to admit to climate engineering, at least to my knowledge. So also still, I believe, on that site, they hold fast that the planet is cooling, and the planet is not cooling, and geoengineering is making it worse. So even in independent sites, one has to look at their data or compare it with other things. And again, I know they do put good information on that site as well.
Yeah,
you
sure.
You still have to be discerning. But as far as that goes, the situation is much more complex. It's much, much more complex than in this or that scenario with climate engineering. In fact, what they're trying to do in the Arctic.
Dane, we're going into a break. Mike, sure. Hold the line. We'll stay with you. Hold the line, Mike. We'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dane Wigington's with us, and we've got Mike from Maryland. Mike, you mentioned some of the guests that and instructors that we have here at USA Prepares. I think they're absolutely the best on radio. I really do. And let me just say this. You mentioned famous people. Well, I've invited Glenn Beck to be at the Get Prepared Expo, Expo number one. And his staff told me that, yeah, it's right up his alley. That's the kind of thing he likes to do. And on the second phone call, they told me what it would take. It would take $125,000 donated to his favorite charity and a plane ride, a private jet, two pilots, two engines, 25,000 more. So 150 grand, and we could have Glenn Beck.
And are these people here, I mean, are they here to really tell us the truth? The same as if I could, to finish Michael's question there, I mean, that shows where Beck's at, correct? And people like Al Gore, obviously a criminal, and this is where people need to separate what geoengineering is. It's not this or that, and too many people are simply trying to put it in one box or another. That is not the case. So even though we know Gore is what he is and carbon credits are a sham, that doesn't mean the planet's not warming radically, and geoengineering is fueling that fire. So why are they droughting out California? A lot of reasons. It's weather warfare. You have weather trading derivatives being people profiting from this on the drought in California as well as flooding elsewhere. You have control of farmland. They're going to virtually drought out farmers here till they can buy that land for pennies on the dollar, probably. You're miring people. You're miring a whole state in so much struggle that they can't figure out what's going on in the bigger picture because they're wondering where the next drop of water is coming from. You have, again, the cooling of the Eastern Pacific right now, which they're trying desperately to cool the Eastern Pacific. It's grid pattern sprayed every single day to block the sun because they're trying to slow down the El Nino because that will shatter more temperature records. And you're sickening populations, again, with this constant onslaught of metal. It's certainly not helping anybody think anymore clearly. So it amounts to weather warfare and biological warfare at the same time. So there's a lot of different factors here. And I hope, Mike, that what really happened in sites like that will start to admit to climate engineering, because so far they haven't, and I'm not sure why, but I hope they do.
Yeah, you're right. You brought up a good point. There are certain key issues that I disagree with them on, and I do try to use discernment as best as I can. And I wouldn't, but I wouldn't put it under these psychopaths in Washington to one day chemtrail us with Ebola virus or some other dreaded disease.
Nor would I.
I mean, these people are capable of doing anything.
Fully agree with you, and that's why, again, yet again, geoengineering and which is the potential mechanism by which they could deliver such a pathogen, at which point in time we're all done. So that's just one more reason why climate engineering and these aerosol spraying programs, which is much more than climate engineering, it should be a priority for everybody. If you can't walk out your door and breathe air that's not being sprayed and contaminated with God knows what, you have a fight on your hands. So it's up to all of us to figure out what's the greatest priority, and I would argue this is it. This is it. If we don't stop this at any point in time, the power structure wants, they can put an end to the whole game for all of us anytime they want with these programs.
I pointed to the sky, and I said, I point to the chemtrails, and I say, does that look normal to you? And so, well, no, that's just condensation from the jet. I says, yeah, but you don't see that for every jet plane. Well, it depends on the altitude of the plane, but then another plane will come by, and nothing, absolutely nothing, will be coming up behind
it. You should see almost nothing behind any of these jets. High bypass turbofan jet engine. If people look at the tutorial we have on the homepage of Geoengineering Watch, makes clear by design that jet engine, which is all commercial aircraft, all military tankers, 80% of the air that passes through that non-combusted, you shouldn't see anything behind nearly any of these jets, nothing. So the bottom line is people need to do their homework and not just repeat what they've been told to repeat.
They're just totally brainwashed, unfortunately.
Hey, there.
Michael, pull that thought for just a second. Okay, here's what we need to do, class. You need to run for office. You need to run for every single office you can think of. And you need to start saying no. And you can win. You can. If I can do it, you can do it. Seriously. I used to be just some guy under a rock, okay? I thought maybe they won't come for me. I talked it over with the family, and I said, we've got to stop it. We've got to ring the alarm. So that's why I created the Get Prepared Expo. That's why I'm on the radio. That's why I'm running for sheriff. That's why I'm running for the board of directors of the electric co-op. I want to stop smart meters out of here. You can do it, too. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. Dane, do you agree or disagree that we can take back our country, but we got to do it at the local level, and we got to start right now?
People have to get off the bench and join the fight, Vincent. They have to.
There you go. Dane Wigington, thanks so much, friend. I really appreciate it. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. So run for office.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.